major, major question that we discussed today. I mean, the Tom is very nice. The Torah Tashmish needs the right side. There's no way in the world to be matter. The Acha Tashmish, Heta Gama, it's always Mutter. Everything is Kaya. That's very straightforward. The Re, in our Tosfos, the Re near the Kaya Pirish Akuntas. Take a look. I'm on the Tetzah Manalo. The second narrow line. The Bereish Nida Dav Gimel Masha Dav Hamochu Pimeel Kol Shah. It's not the Pasuk Shah in our Rashi. Our Rashi, there's no way in the world to be Matur. The Acha Tashmish Heta Gama, it's always Mutter, maybe it's even Kaya. That's very straightforward. The Re in our Tosfos, the Re near the Kaya Pirish Akuntas. Take a look, I'm on the Tetzah Manalo. The second narrow line. The Bereish Nida Dav Gimel Masha Dav Hamochu Pimeel Kol Shah. It's not the Pasuk Shah in our Rashi. Our Rashi said nothing. We assumed that Rashi was basing himself on what he said earlier back on the Flam of Zion. That Moses the Akatash. The Akronim suggests that the reason not saying Pshat in Rashi proper, the Medayik of Galosha, will re-nirah the Kayim Pirish Akuntas, to uphold the general framework of Rashi's Pshat, which was what? That the issue in our Sugya is not whether it's Mutaros or Chayavos, but rather what? Whether it's Mutaros or Asuros. Right, that's how Rashi said. The Shach is Mutalah and the Shach, from Meir. Come with that, obviously, all that is awesome. So in order to be able to come to that conclusion, to reinterpret the Gemara by both Kodem Tashmish. Maybe that's not what Rashi himself meant. The assumption is that some corner of the Rashi himself meant the Acha. He said that Lama Zion, he said never this differently in Lama Tes. Like the whole assumption of Tosfos in the first half. That's what some interpret the Re. I have finished because it's so I'm both to Meir Kol Shah. But Rashi himself is not clear Rashi meant that. Not just serious and Rashi all over the place. How did Rashi interpret? Both Kodem Tashmish or the Acha Tashmish in this verse. But be that as it may, it's going to be very hard for us to know definitively what Rashi held, because there's so many different interpretations of P. Rashi, the reason of P. Rashi, by the Talmud of Sid Rashi, and the Sheep in the West, and others of Sid Rashi. Everyone has Sid Rashi a different way. So instead of spending every minute thinking the Dayak this way, that way, the other way, let's accept the Sheep is unto themselves. They're also the Dolly Rishon. Whether Rashi held this way or the other way, it's very important, of course, but that's not what we can concentrate on, because you can't prove it conclusively. There's always Gedolah on the other side of what Rashi holds. Let's discuss the sheep itself. So the Re says what? It's Kodem Tashmish. Babi ki mishamish al avonim al ha'etim. Lo dovin the mishamish kind of islands where there's no barrier. So the question we asked at the end of the sheep yesterday was, Gevalt, if in fact we say that ki mishamish al ha'etim al avonim, how in the world do you explain the heter of shalosh noshim mishamishim b'mol? The big machshu, this man in Avera all the time. You'll tell me it's Sakana. I'll say get divorced. That was a different story, but the question was how you matter it. You didn't answer the question. You're just saying, well, there's no other way. If it's Osir, it's Osir. If in fact it's Osir, it's Osir. If it's not Osir, it's not Osir. What about it? So what did I say? No, I can't say Dochalot. I said Dochalot. The next daf will discuss the question of Osir Dochalot. I don't think it's going to apply in this case. How are you matir? Sorry? The Kana Islands is no problem. There's no mole put there. If you put in mole, because the reason is like Aitz and Avonim, so you mean, what do you mean a man's matir when it's dangerous? When it's dangerous, you just to sustain. As long as it's dangerous. Yes?
Yes.
No. Smith doesn't say that. And even if he did say that, how would it help? So there's always through it all. So what you're saying is that I used to know about it. Why? That's the question. That's what the person points out. Is this called the Vatala or not? The nature of the Isser is the Vatala. Alaytsim alavadim is a very nice dramatic way to express it based on the Chazal. But the real Isser is, we know, that some of the Moti Zera the Vatala. The question is this the Vatala? Shot in the room. So they call it Tshuva Sarosh. Tshuva Sarosh is found in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simon Chav Gimel, Sim Gimel. Tshuva Sarosh, first to a woman, never, for very, obviously something wrong physiologically, that's called an Oten, that means a tomb, stuff, or clothes. And so it's impossible for the Bia to be completed within the Gufa Yisrael. It's physically impossible. So the Rosh says, oh, that's terrible. Man may not live with his wife. Because if he tries to have a Bia, because of the way that, because of the physiology, it's going to be impossible for the Bia to be completed normally. It's going to inevitably lead to what we discussed yesterday in the basic Marja Vamas, Lamadala in the days, what's called Goshri Mifnim Mizari Bafut, the one shot what Erva Onan did to prevent Tamar from becoming pregnant. And that's absolutely not allowed. So writes the Tshuva Sarosh. The concept of Sholosh Noshim Mishamshim Zemo, in Tumor. For the Russians, though, it's much worse than Sholosh Noshim Mishamshim Zemo. Much worse. Why is it much worse? Because In the case of Mo, it would seem to be what's called the Kedera Kola Ora. So writes the Tshuva Sarosh. And it's called Alok HaShulchan Aruch. You don't bring me a Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, if you don't mind. Shulchan Aruch, Evan, it's called the Tshuva Sarosh. So the Achronim say, look, you see over here, that it's referring to a case of Mo. And Moch is labeled as kids as who? Another tape I think. The fact that it's considered Moch, it's nevertheless called Kederach Kol Haaretz. Even though the expression of Eitz and Mavodim is being used, but at one at the same time, it's Kederach Kol Haaretz and it's Aleitz and Balavon. It's referring to a case of Moch. And Moch is labeled as kids as who? Another tape I think. The fact that it's considered Moch, it's nevertheless called Kederach Kol Haaretz. Even though the expression of Eitz and Mavodim is being used, but at one at the same time, it's Kederach Kol Haaretz and it's Aleitz and Balavon. And therefore, we say that although it's Aleitz and Balavonim, the fact that quote Kedera Kol Haaretz is matir for us, matir for this man to live with his wife, despite the fact that it's Aleitz and Balavonim, and the source being the Tshuva Sarosh. So I have a problem. Thank you. Read from Shulchan Aruch, which is Siman Chav Gimel. Hey. Isha sheyesh la otam barechet via de kach kishab baala mishamashima zorami b'chut otam mishal in tzidkit in tzidkot gimel quote the Rosh in the Beis Yosef quote the Tshuva Sarosh pirish to the yolam u zorami b'chut vizorami mishamashit v'mo gohosam u Mishanesh Kidera Kolorit, Apal P, Shane Roy Lahadria, he assumes, the Reuven, as in his tradition of Yavamas, the Reuven goes out, he assumes, look, the Rush holds that it's an Easter of Aleitz and Balavon, the Rush quotes that Losh, and it's the same Rush, so the Rush must hold that, yeah, it's Kidera Kolorit, so even at the same time as Aleitz and Balavon. I find it very hard to believe. Not only is it hard to believe that these two expressions to us seem to be almost contradictory, but more than that, the Rush in our daf, as well as in Yevamos, the Tosfos of Rush, both here in Ksuvos Lamed Tes, as well as the Rush, the Tosfos of Rush in Yevamos, Daf Yud Beis, in both places, seems to be the Rebbe Natan. Let me read you. No senes mo kodem tashmish hilchos shar nashi osur v'havi kizorea ala eitzim v'ala avonim. That's true. The heat, the summer, what happened was that Rabbi Reuven had the lush of the rush from the shita mekubetim, and here he used the lush of ala eitzim v'ala avonim, and here he used the lush of the derech kolor. He said, oh, we can make them compatible. These two expressions are compatible. If I can bother you one more time, it's going to be a toast to rush. I forgot. Toast to rush on Yavamos and Ksuvos. It comes from the same, you know, in the same volume. Yeah. No. The word Kedera Kola Oret is taken from a puzzle. No, who was about Kairi? Read it a few weeks ago. No. Just had him. Who? That's right. Baruch Hashem. What about Curry? He knows his stuff. Parshas Vayera. Wasn't that long ago. That's right. Here it is. The Ish Ein Ba'oretz Lavo Aleinu Kiderech Kol Ha'oretz. That's from Parshas Vayera, Perek Yutet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. You skipped that when you were in elementary school. But when you're about car, we probably skip. So, thank you very much. That's the expression, Kedera Kolorot, which of course is found elsewhere. In the first place, I think it's found in Parshas Vayera. So it means that, look, they're living as man and wife in the sense that the Eiver or Ish penetrates into the Gufa Isha, that's called Kedera Kolor. The Isha put in, here it is, the Ish Ein Ba'oret Lamo Aleinu Kedera Kolor. That's in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yutet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. You skip that when you were in elementary school. But when you're about Kari, you probably skip. Thank you very much. That's the expression Kedera Kolorot, which of course it's found elsewhere. In the first place, I think it's found in Parshas Vayera. So it means that, look, they're living as man and wife in the sense that the Eiver or Ish penetrates into the Gufa Isha, that's called Kedera Kolorot. The Isha put in the Mo. No. It's still called Aleitz Nevalavonim. It's called Aleitz Nevalavonim. But at the same time, despite the fact that it's called Aleitz Nevalavonim, nevertheless, I made a mistake. The Tosfos of Rosh Ksuvos is verbatim in the Shita Mekubetim. It's Tosfos of Rosh Yevamos where the Rosh tells you what his real Shita is. Here. I'll read you from the Tosfos of Rosh Yevamos. It says like this. V'nira li kapirish ha-benetam. No. V'umi u'nira t'b'nos tenet moch b'shat tashmish ika ashkos ha-zer al-ish shematul zer al-moch ha-vikimatul zer al-eitzim al-avonet di'ein zerech tashmish b'kach. Okay? And this is later on. Im esimus moch b'shat ha-tashmish ha-vikimatul al-eitzim al-avonet the cave of the Mashra Zara, we can maybe mabul olam lo mistaber sheyatiru le'elu anashim Bishvil Simchas Ona. He thought he was there. The Rosh thought he was there. The Mutter Shaloya Sham Shuklal. So the Rosh here in Tulsa, the Rosh in Yavamis, seems to accept Rabbi Natan's view, which is there's no dispensation. Simchas Ona, the Mitzvah, everything very nice. But you came in Matzah and it's the Chomer of Otsoa Zara Levatol. Alayt and Valavon. Okay? So the Rosh, so how can you bring a Raya from the Tshuva to Rosh? In, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, where he said that the Otsem Berechem is much worse than the Moch, because the Moch is called Kedera Tolor. And if it's Mut, even though it's Alayt and Valavon, it can't be. Because the Rosh is Alayt and Valavon, it's absolutely prohibited. That's the Maskana of the Tulsa Rosh and Yavamin. That it's simply no good. There's no hetzer whatsoever. None. So, that's a major problem. The truth of the matter is, I'm not even sure to what the Rosh refers in his tshuva. Kodem tashmish or aka tashmish. That's the post of Rosh. I'm talking about the tshuva to Rosh. The past quote over here, Lush of tshuva to Rosh. He says, the garment is shamesh b'mo, the husband who is shamesh k'derech kol haaretz, af al pi shein ro lazriya, midi dehavi ha'akoros k'enu k'tanim. What's he talking about? Kol him tashmish or aka tashmish. Can you tell? I thought that's an expression of midi dehavi ha'akoros k'enu k'tanim. You get the impression? I got an impression of aka tashmish. But before he said, ein ro lazriya, it gave me the impression of Kodem Tashmish, because that's the Tchila Zeinu Ro Lazriya. I don't know, it's not so clear. It's not clear in the, I found later, I guess I'll try to quote later today, the Shuvah Sam Seifer, which we'll quote later, he's also not sure. I thought on my own, I thought I discovered America, but I wasn't sure what the tshuva to Rosh meant, called him on the Akatashmish. The Chassam Tov wasn't sure. Otem, right. Yeah. I understand. I understand. The Otem is no good. And the Moch is good. That's why. Also is before and both of them?
No, they're not.
All right. Okay. So let's assume it's I'll grant it. Kodem Tashmish. Fine. So that's the case. The Chora, the Rush backed out. I'll talk about he backed out. Now what you said in the toast to Rush in the Sefti of Amos, you'd base him as a. I'm saying he backed out from one or the other. The two are not compatible. And then we said it go back to what I said. That these two expressions, the Kederach Kol Haaretz and the expression of Alei Tzavon, are not compatible. That's what I think that Reb Reuven Grozovsky didn't have Tosa Rosh, that wasn't printed in his day. He had a sheet of Mekubetzes and Ksubis, which quotes the Tosa Rosh here, in Ksubis. He doesn't take a stand. So therefore he tried to make it compatible, the Tshubas Rosh, with the Tosa Rosh, with the Tosa Rosh, with the sheet of Mekubetzes with Tosa Rosh, to come with a Kiddush. So what? You have a compatibility between what and what? Luke, come on, one more time. Between what and what? Alayt and Avonim and Kedera Kolos. No steer. But I think if you look at the Tosa Rosh and Yavamasi Kler is so there, the passionate to what he says in the Tshuva Rosh, especially assuming the Tshuva Rosh is Kodem Tashmish. Here he says, there's no answer whatsoever. There's this Mutter. Seems to say it's Mutter. So therefore, he must have backed out. So he backed out, then you're back to square one again. And if you do use the word Alayt and Avonim, and if you can't say at the same time as Aleph and Malavonim, yeah, and it's also Kedera Kolor. Because Asher Yosser, because the Rei Aleph and Malavonim, we're back with square one. Then why is the Mutter for these three women? If it's in fact Mutter, here he implies maybe really would be Mutter. Maybe, but in Yavamis he said not so. In the Kitzi, it's hard to prove from the bringing together the various Russians, because the Rush seems to have changed his mind. The Chorus. The Pashuk Shad is one second that the if you'll say that Al Eitzim Al Avonim, Aleichem al avanim. This is your date, Rabbi. You chose. Remember. The Aleichem al avanim is in fact what? Aditha Vatsar is there of Asala Mamish. It's hard to find a heter. It's hard to find a heter, Bipasha. What's the heter? What's the heter? So therefore, there's a new approach to government, which we're discussing right now. Yeah. Well, I want to tell you, see, that when Reuben goes a lot with the Easter of Niyuk, Lo Sinu, if I'm not mistaken with Mechilas Kvodo, he misinterpreted his Kirish and Mishnayot to Amin Sanhedrin. I think that was Aditha Vatsar Zerah Vatsala Mamish. It's hard to find a heter. It's hard to find a heter, Bipasha. What's the heter? What's the heter? So therefore, there's a new approach to government, which we're going to discuss right now. Yeah. Well, I want to tell you, see, that when Reuben goes a lot with the Easter of Niyuk, Lo Sinu, if I'm not mistaken with Mechilas Kvodo, he misinterpreted his Kirish and Mishnayot to Amin Sanhedrin. I read it, I'm not sure I'm right, you have to look yourself, that the Rambam said Lo Sinu B'yad of a Regal, that whole sugya, I think that the Rambam interpreted to mean what we call Kiru Basa, that means between a man and a woman, and he, Reb Ruva's work with the Rambam in the Persian Mishnayot, and the man himself, that he's trying to cause a source out of our fellow. So I thought he had a different book, the pastor's I thought, Hello, Sinem is a Gamrian Asmacha. And the Kiddush is, of Advaish and others, that Yad is more common than anything else, but Sinem for Yad, even that's a Kiddush. I don't really agree with that. But certainly, in terms of Meikar Adin, it's very hard to work with that. I would like to prefer the Pshat of the Tosafot Rit. The Tosafot Rit says, Tosafot Rit Arishin. And he said something very important, and that was quoted. But Moshe quotes it, for example, in his famous classical tshuva, where Moshe has in this topic, and Evan has a chelek aleph, Simon Sam of Gimel, I believe, he quotes the Tosafot Rit. But let's go to the primary source and read it together. So after the piyasa, it's also in your moment. Very interesting what he has there. Hopefully the book was put out not that long ago, it was put out in the 1930s apparently for the first time. It was found in the JTS library. Yeah, yeah. As I've come from Rav Kook, written in 1931. Okay? Found in Tzaviat's photography. It's in the what do you call the Schechter Seminary, I thought the JTS. It's found in the Yidini Vamas, and Rav Kook has Haaretz on it. Huh? They revoked it. This is part of it. No time. They revoked it. Okay. Very magnanimous. Yeah. So the Gemara says follow. Vi kasha. Hey chitiru is told to read. Hey chitiru chachamu lahosi zara lasis kamasa erev ona. What's going on over here? How can you mata erev ona? Shuvah. Eizah hu ma'asa erva onan she'osra Torah kol she'kavonoso she'lotis abe k'dei shlo yakish yofya v'ein arotu l'tayim peru v'mimena. What's erva onan? What happened? It is gorgeous girl, Hamavas and some gorgeous woman, and they didn't want her to become pregnant, so they engaged in these kind of, I think it's called in the books, they call it onanism, right? Yeah, somebody in English would call it that. Exactly what they're referring to, the soup shot in the Gemara, whatever, but they don't know the Gemara Yavamas. Something they call onanism, which means mashka zera levatola, to prevent his wife from becoming pregnant. You know, the woman is pregnant, some of her beauty is taken away. I got to see not to be in a very high madriga to beauty. That's to lose it. I'm not sure what it means to lose it forever, lose it during the pregnancy. There's nothing to worry about. I can. The woman becomes pregnant, so the stomach gets big. And I guess maybe certainly today's world, everything's supposed to be slim, 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 slim. So when a woman is pregnant, then her stomach is fat, 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 fat. So it's supposedly less beautiful. Baruch Hashem, that's what it's called, is a bracha, but the woman is able to expand her womb and her stomach. It's the biggest bracha in the world. There's those women who never can't do it, and they're slim, 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 slim. It's not a bracha at all. I'll tell you the truth. In my rabbinical career, I had a cake, and I'm telling you now because I was Musa, where there was an actual cake of a comment of mine, and there was a sort of tension between husband and wife, and the woman attributed this tension to the fact that when she was pregnant, she didn't look so great, didn't feel so great, didn't look so great. The husband paid not enough attention to her, and apparently paid attention to whatever, I don't want to exaggerate the small situation, but apparently she felt they were paying attention to others, whether it was true or not true, imagined, real, it's irrelevant. But the point he didn't say, apparently there was this feeling. They didn't pay so much attention to his wife at that time. And one of the reasons was because she claimed she wasn't looking her best, but that looking her best, wasn't feeling her best. She was up, and she was not very feeling. So I'm giving you Musar about that. I'll shame Sofa that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be kind enough to bless you with an Eishes Chayil, will be able to have a child, and she comes pregnant, that's the time to pay the most attention to the relationship time. Not the least, the most. The most. Okay? And even if, look, we're all bust of a dog. We can't, we're not supposed to give some halacha. We're all bust of a dog. And a person may say, oh, I'm married. This quote girl, she's beautiful. Imagine she's beautiful when you marry her. Then she becomes pregnant, and a few months pass, and she doesn't look that great because maybe doesn't get enough sleep, and she's got a hollow look, and maybe she can't move around so quickly, so she's a little bit of just not as as chic or as pretty as maybe as you had. When you first got to know her. There's some men, there are men who don't have that sensitivity. They get turned off physically. Practice show. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. It's also, that's how Torah is told. Here's a woman. You're here for 9 months, nothing bothers you. And here she's throwing up for you, and she's schlepping around. What you should do is, for those 9 months, put around you a big, 20 pounds. Carry 20 pounds, 30 pounds. Gain a lot of pounds in time. Right? Carry 20, 30 pounds around your stomach and walk around on boots all the time, and then after 8 you get sick to boot. That's what they used to do. You have to now get yourself sick, with early morning sickness, and then you take some pills, make it throw up, then you'll see what she's going through, and you're going to turn away from her at that time. I'd rather be at the time to give the most attention, the most support, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever's needed. Give me a Muslim again, I'll shame sofa, but no one else will give you a Muslim. Now, I'm giving you a Muslim, don't forget it. Alright? So, not from the name. So these guys, Erva Onan, apparently they weren't as much Reagan. Again, I don't know why we spoke about the Admonis. But apparently they didn't want Tamar to become pregnant. She would ruin her Yofi. So they took these measures as onanism to prevent the pregnancy. That was terrible. You want to have a beautiful wife to walk with you on the promenade to show off how gorgeous she is. They didn't have any intent of having any children with her. Ever. With you and a beauty. That's a violation to the Tosfos reads. That's Maisa Eva only. But, he said, Adam Kavanoso Shalom Tamil de Sakana Mutter. There's no issue in the first place. The issue derived from Aaron Onan. True, we said before that Aaron Onan is called a Matan Torah. It's really derived from the assumed from the Nishmat that we called Dovaro, which is the way we assumed earlier. But, you know, because the nature of the issue of Tosfos there are Levat Tola. It's not called Levat Tola. What's the Gemara? It's supposed to be a Gemara in the Dorm, I believe. Ahu di Asak the Kamei the Rebbe. Omale Arakti lo Shulchan Vafoko. This refers to a woman who comes to Rebbe and she says, I set the table for my husband and he turned it upside down. I think that's what the words mean. Let's check the words of the Gemara. Some say turn upside down means simply that the derech malar, it's normal derech atash, is the man on top and the woman on the bottom. And this husband of hers wanted the other way around. He should be on the bottom and she should be on top. That's a summiter. V'tiro, that's innocuous. That's a bottom of it. Paul's can say, and there are time, it's not derech tzlius, it shouldn't be done. Okay, that's not derech tzlius, but it's not a real issur. I'm saying the fairish of the Torah Kedosha, which way it has to be. If I'm mistaken, woman's even become pregnant in the upside down situation where the woman is on top of the man. Why not? Why not? Oh, that's the teenager's doing. I don't know. I grew up with teenagers, so I don't know what they were doing. they didn't tell me. So, yeah. But many, many, many Rishon say it doesn't mean that. Because we call the Shas Bia Shalom Kedarka. We already have it this year. Bia Shalom Kedarka. Bia Shalom Kedarka means there's another orifice, there's another hole in the Gufa Isha, in the back. And that's what it means with called Shalom Kedarka. Now, that's the wrong place, everybody says. That's the wrong place. Yeah, the gays, nobody had no other place to go, so they're at money. But that's the wrong place. That's the wrong place. And it's Mamish Eitzim Vavonim. Eitzim Vavonim. V-Tiro! Before they described, the Rebbe was Matir. How could he be Matir? It's Mamish Erev Onan. According to one day, they come out exactly what Erev Onan did. Two days. It was Dush Rifnim Zorim Vavut. I think that's what they call onanism in the book. That's one day in the Gemara. Another day in the Gemara is, against the books, and it's Poshet Bia Shalom Kedarka. I don't know, I'm not an expert in literature. But whatever it is, we know what the Gemara says. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do with what the Gemara says. The Tiro, how can it be? Va'er Ba'oman Shalom Kedarka. Look at this unbelievable last line, it's incredible. If you call this guy Mashal Zaro, Al Yishkav Odin and Akhtanav Amuberet Vakkoros Tana, something with a type of which is Cana, which you know is not true. Now, of course, that's a crazy comparison, no? And what? Why? I tell you why. Because it's Tana who bears Akaros, Cana, the beers in the normal place. Because Eric said it's the first, but she can't become pregnant.
He says, so what?
Oh. Okay. The Tulsi says, so what? There's no difference between the beer Shalom Kedarka and the beer Kedarka for a woman who cannot conceive, might not come in. In both cases, this is exactly the same statistical chance of pregnancy. Zero. This is the total rule. Now, if that's the case, then it's zero. Then a biyash of the dark about so as there as mutter, if it's only done lahashlin tavas yitro. One second. But this is the re is the same thing. The re, our re. We start the shiur. What's chatting re? It just so happens. And at this point, it's out of the shiur. It makes us double. Chel is based on the same. Yes, that's just what I'm looking for. This is the closest one. Now, the, if that's the case, then it's div. He said that Biyash of the Dark about Soaz Vera's Mutter, if it's only done, Lahashlin Tavas Yitra. One second. But this is the re is the same thing. The re, our re. We start the shiur. What's chatting re? It just so happens. And at this point, it's out of the shiur. It makes you double. Chel is based on the same. Yes, not just what I'm looking for. She tells us. The re is in Yavam. It's Lamadal. Lamaday. Look at this. Two teruts. The first teruts is the Hosanari. Below Hosar Zera. The Shari came in the low leg. Ashkota Zera. Lohavi Kamasa Erba Ona. The first time to me, the only time Biyash of the Dark is Mutter is his Noah Tzah Zer. No. Noah Tzah Zer is fine. Huh? No. Does that hold that way? Okay. Ona Miri, below Foshiv Kemata Erba Onan, Elok Shem is Gavin Lashu Zera. The Rogel Atos came Tumis. Abu Bakroi, the Alma, whom is Abba, Lava, Alishka, Shalok, the Dark, Shari. Of course, he won the Dharam Dab Kof, that's a totally good quote. Can I ask you a question? You have a title for four. You say, Rivana Shalom, I'm not a fourth regularly.
Oh.
Only about four. Only once in a while I have a title for it. Mutter, right? No? What are you talking about? You know, it's the Erev Ahona, and the Torah says about Tala, but I don't do it all the time. Once in a while about four I have a title. Kliyat Tumah, what's what you're talking about? The distinction that he must really mean is that it's only us that about Tala has Kavana Hashkin, he has intention to roar the Zerah Kesedah and to avoid Kuruhu. The woman should remain beautiful as the Tosh Yud says. But it's just on an occasional basis, not his intention, he wants to fulfill Kuruhu. Then it would not be involved in the category of the Vatala. That's an amazing Kiddush. The Rehaz Lashitasa, here too. Kavachimer, I would say. The Kavana is to save his wife from danger. It's a Kavachimer. That's really a good Kavan. Here, this is Biyash of the Dark. That's nothing which is recommended. That's the post was very, very down on this. There were 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. But what's the other? What is the there? Apart from anything else, I mean, you know what it says in this discharge. No. It's the yard of the past week, right? Thursday, what's going to happen? Thursday, we have to have the continual about the how to stay married. How to get married. How to stay married. One second. How to get married. Talk that too. Pasha Vayishla. Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Bey. No, come up. What does it say there? No. Very good. Vayishkav also vayaneo. It's Rashi. Vayishkav also kidarko. Vayaneo. Shalom kidarko. Yumala fayin zayin. That means, Biyesh lo kidarko for woman is torture. Kidarko, so that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the female body. I mean, all bodies resist, you know, things going in, right? So the female body has, because of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with his incredible infinite wisdom, created the body. So there were hormones, and there were lubricants, and there were secretions, and there were all kinds of things, which God is also making it a pleasurable act for the woman. She's has Hanor too. But before you get there, it shouldn't be a torture. But Shalom Kedaka, it's often a Gemara and often a Chumash Rashi. It's torture. The dynamic is torture.
It's
like that hugger. Right? So I had to say it. Anyway, I'm saying, but it happens to be a truth. Like, I haven't read the books on this, but I think it's true. The books confirm the same thing. Yeah? My place in the book. We have every right to assume that the Chazal are right. There's people that have all kinds of crazy things. Chazal are right. We have a right to assume that Chazal are right. The woman. I think that Rui's right. That you have to follow the Chazal say, and that's all finished. Yes. So why are you saying it's only about Kroyer's book? She wrote it regularly. Not every single time. Every time, but you know, the one day a month, the 2 days a month that she can become pregnant, that should be Kedaka. And everything else could be Shalokata. That's what it means. Rav Moshe has in the Tshuva what it means, Svara, that he has to say an obvious question. Who ever heard of it? Can he Chazak about Kroyer? Crazy. So the answer has to be that it's done in that kind of a fashion. It's not labeled as Levatom. He has this overwhelming desire for this, excuse me for the word, for the sharper, what I would call a perversion. I think it's great, in my opinion. His overwhelming desire for this perversion. And therefore he can't control himself. And therefore he's going to do it with this once in a while. He's going to normally, the kind of Mrs. Ona and Mrs. Kuravuk in the normal fashion. So that's not labeled, according to the Ri and Namadalam and Zayz Yavamas, as being Levatov. So the Sif points out that the Ri is the Shittosa, the Ri and Subat Lamatesh, and the Ri and Yavamas Lamadalam is the same Shittosa. He's Machava to the Tosa Shittosa. He's never Tosa Shittosa. The Tosa Shittosa says Subat Meirish. He makes the exact same link that the Sif put him on his own, besides Atma, is Machava to the Tosa Shittosa much earlier. I don't think it was printed in his day. No. So, I think Rav Moshe writes in that Tshuva that if he's doing it, I have the time to do it every day. He's mechuyev to not get that time. That much time you're not allowed to have. I don't know about that. I want to give you but one question. The Nitziv adds the Kula. This is very important to Kula. Very important to Kula. The Nitziv adds, you know what? And beer Shalok Hidaka is also a beer. Because the Gemara Dashim and the Pasuk of Mishkin Vei Isha, the Pasuk in Akhirotadoshim, all right? Mishkin Vei Isha, Loshin Rabin. Why Mishkin Vei Isha, plural? The Gemara Dashim is not only Kedah, but also Shalok, it's also called a Mishkan Isha. It's also called a Mishkan Isha. What? That Gemara? Mina, that it's B.A. Shalom Adani Yachai of Misa. Yes, B.A. Shalom Adani Yachai of Misa. Chai of Misa. It's Kromo. We generally assume that the nature of the issue of, we generally assume, of Ashkal is not based on Kuruji. But we generally assume. But the Tom is a very big Machmir. So he's asking all these things, and I think, but the Tom himself said, it only applies to Machmir,
So he was asking all these things, and I said, oh, but the Rambam himself said it only applies if you have a kula ruva, the people who have it, who are not Rambam clear for ruva. So we use the kula, we can tell the Rambam Tamshit. But in general terms, you don't want to learn a line like that. But the Rambam and others, the Pashkar of Mishmah, they're called Avara. Wait a second. So now that Rambam quotes a very interesting quotation. In Shulchan Aruch, he quotes it today. Halacha L'maaseh, this comes as quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Evan as in the Rambam, what's the din? Simin Vav. Hey, Rambam Levorle ben Kedaka ben Shalom Kedaka Oderek Evorim. What does Derek Evorim mean? That one just means he's with his wife. There's no penetration of anything anywhere. Just Derek Evorim. Is physical contact. Ubilvad Shaloyoti Zera Levatola. The first day of Tosti Vav from the Dalai Lama. Yesh Mekilim Vyomir. The Mutta Shaloka Darka. Afilu Im Hoti Zera. Im Osaba Kroy Venerogal Bata. Second day in in the Ramadan and the Tosti. Abba Fisha Mutta Bakolela. Again, for the first day of the first day is Matin, the second day is Matin. Kola Mekadesh Atma B'mutalo Kodesh Yomulo. Whoever's Mekadesh himself is, you should consider Kodesh. And we're not even sure what Mutal. So we haven't even got to some folks and say, that doesn't really mean Mutal. So therefore, certainly, we should follow the Rambam in the last one. But it's one Nakud I want to bring up. So I'm telling you here, not everywhere. You see it. I told you what it is. Hoga. Oh, that's what I was like. That's not a commitment. Oh, so I'm making one hora. When it comes to Derech Evar, no, I have to show. That's a lot of a big mitzvah. The Ramban says the Chumash. Sheira Ksusa Vonosa Lo Yigra. You're used to the Shabbat we're going to get to later on in Subin. Sheira means food. Right? So the Ramban says, doesn't mean that at all. It all has to do with the physical dimension. She'era is the physical contact with husband and wife, not in the context of bia. Ona's bia, that's the case that you want to say, ona. And Susa, the Ramban refers to the accoutrements, if you will, you know, the bed sheets or whatever other things, to make it pleasurable. And She'era is something that should be physical contact with husband and wife, and not do it. The bee, leading up to a bee, or not leading up to a bee, as the case may be. That's the Ramban interpretation of Shad Tosef. Shad Tosef, that's a translation. That's a mitzvah gedola. I'm going to discuss the Shalom Kedarak aspect. That, again, by Yanel, but up in the Rashi, it's not going to move me from that. But the Ramban is the Umar, and I can't budget it. Anyway, let me go back over here. When they're out. Inu is also. You got to hit someone in the face? Yesterday has 2 days. Is Shaloka Daka Mutta only with Noah Sarah Zera? Or even if it is a Sarah Zera, it's Mitzvah Kroy. And the 2 days are duly recorded in the Ramah in Simon Chafei, to Beit and Evan Ezer. I make one Ha'ara. The Ramah threw in another word. He said, Bola Ben Kedaka Ben Shaloka Daka Odera Chevori, Vuvash Loyoti Zera, Levatola, the Yesh Mitzvah. Mishka Ve'isha, that even the Shaloka Daga is called the Mishka Ve'isha, and as a result, it's Mutter under these circumstances. Okay? One might have made a case and said, not that way, that if in fact we're going to be Matir, if we're going to be Matir, Bakroy, Shaloka Darka, we should be Matir Bakroy, Derech Evarim too. It means the man doesn't want to have Tashmish, for whatever reason. And he wants to have physical contact with his wife in a manner that she knows the lito tzar zera levatola without any no bia kadaka no bia shalot kadaka. Stop. So the tziv oxygen in the ground and it's only had the mishkeveisha. And the Ramos seems to confirm that. But one might have thought not that way. That according to that day, that's matter it's shalot kadaka, it's matter zera levatola too. One might have thought. Yes. Who's fault? Man, what about the time of that to have Derek Ivar? Not my to hold on. And whatever reason, he wants to have Derek Ivar. Oh. That's the thing of the time. Anyway, this is what it says over here in the Rambam. But I have a major issue over here. The Tosca calls the Tosca Grid. Oh, the Grid, or the Grid, or the Grid. Yeah. But the Tosfos Rid is only called every mayor. How do we pass him on both sides? Like the Chachamim. We pass him like Chachamim, and it tells me to be Chachamim, I'll quote to you. The Chachamim Savri. Afa Pisha Kavanasa Shalot is Aber. Shalot is Aber, Mishim Sakona. Afilu Ochi Dom El Maisa Er Baonon. El Mishamish Gedaka Vivtach Bashem. V'al Yashki Zaro. The Allah can come home and look at me and do your thing. Ha ha. I mean, oh, stick with her over here. A beautiful stick with her. I post it's rich, I post it's rich. But the post is rich only said in the corner of your man who we don't pass him on. He doesn't pass him on. So Allah on the Maita, he fanned for the Reed. Very nice. The Reed said what? That if you have your mayor, it's not considered the Batola. And the post confirms it. And the reason she tells it, the post confirms that too. I glitch. So to come to the bottom line, Allah Alamaita, everything's going to be awesome.
Wonderful.
The truth of the matter is, according to that, we can understand the machlokas Rabbi Elezer and Rabbonim in Yevamot Lamedal Lamedei. What does Gemara say? Gemara says, Basically, Kolesim v'yavo chodesh toshmi v'fnim v'zomim v'chutz. Did Rabbi Elezer. Amulo, halolu, eino, elekamata, er, v'ona. Alright? I think more doesn't shalom, but that I can't toshmi v'zomim v'chutz, as the case may be. Now, Chachamim are talking about Rabbi Uber. Suzika. And they work with the assumption that it's some kind of possibility of sakana. Rabbi Elazar says, it's mutter. If one follows the comparison to its logical conclusion, it will come out that Dari Bechut is in effect the equivalent of what? Of Shalom Kedarka. Which is the equivalent, we're saying now, of the Shamash and Babo. It's all equivalent. It's all Mutl, the Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Lovda, Rabbi Lezer. It's all going to be us to record the eye. Everything's going to be us. Rabbi Chut is us, Shalom Kedak is us, Mok is us. It's going to come out that everything in the world is going to be us. Not only that, but in the Tosfos Grid, you get the impression, that it's also according to the Chachamim, even if there really is a Chachamim. Chachamim refers to three cases where they can sit back and say, take a chance, have faith, keep the faith. You're a Muberes, a Menika, a Kana, nothing's going to happen to you. Shem HaTzom HaShem. What happens when she has colitis? Or Rachman HaLassan, other diseases. And the doctor says, if I'm pregnant, you die. Don't worry, I'm talking. Did you say that also? I'm afraid. No one says that. So then what do you do? Die? No, that's not an option. Huh? Oh, get divorced. Well, some equivalent of that. Is that what the halacha demands? That the wife is so, has some kind of disease. If you become pregnant, she'll die, but they have to abstain, and the if you can't divorce it to the beam. Is that what it means? What? Because the Tosfos Grid said, the Chachamim Sabri, Af al pisha kavanoso to Sabri, he mishum sakana, afilu achi doma lemasa erona. You're adding words. Didn't say it. Anyway, the Chassam Sofer is in the favor. Give me a Chassam Sofer, please, there, at the bottom of the pile. Thank you very much. Yoredeya, politics will be crazy. Maybe wait, that's part okay, this part. One thing of rules in the world. Chassam Sofer, take that away, too, please. Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, instead of Yoredeya, still in Kuf Ayin Bay. I think the exact child. He says, Isha Hashem is Sakenet Bimei Ibur. Hama Pa Maisa B'Sakon Atsuma. Ishara Lo L'Sham B'Shemo K'Sha Tashmish K'Nesh Lo T'Tabe. Etc. Says the Chassam Sofer as follows. In a table, call the Isha as Peter as Kotel, as Fuel as Yat and Mayor. I call the Spirit of the Kuliama also, I feel the Mokum Sakona. Vilo Mari Ela Bila Acha Tashmish. Again, in a table says everything is absolutely also. It's only Mutali Acha Tashmish. So therefore what? When there's no real Sakona, as you said before, the Chachamim to say, no problem. Take a chance. Take a chance. But what happens when that's an impossibility? Does it come to all this time? Ha-Veladina. To the Shah's Tashmish, Laniya's Daiti, Ein Lahatir. And therefore, we only have to be Akatash. No has to call him Tashmish, period. None. Even in the case of the woman's life is in danger. If the Acha Tashmish is going to work, part of not, they can't stay together. So I said, I'm so from Shuvah, Tim and Kufay in day. And that in your day. It's a very big problem. Not the biggest problem on you. It's a big problem. You want to ask even the Acha Tashmish. So then they're not. We approach the Rabbeinu Tashmish. And therefore, they're not mad to anything. Kodak Tashmish, he it's no difference. Again, you're right. But then it's time to tell this mad to the Acha Tashmish. Yivega, not sure who he wants to be mad to all this stuff, he wants to be mad to even that, perhaps. Okay. This is the Chivas Kupai and Bays in the Aradea in the Chivas Tantoka. Now, there is still some hope. Oh, before anything. The Tshuvas HaRosh. The Lashon of Tshuvas HaRosh, look at this. Oh, here. I'm reading through a whole paragraph over here. What the flower, what simon is? It says what it is, I remember. Vagon beis meir, the simon of Gimel Toma, ala polskim shlo yviyu din zeh, beheklet le'isa b'chol gavri. He asked everything, even though I have an Acha Tashmish. When we come up on B'Shaz Tashmish, Laniyas Daiti, let din the let Zion the Hatzah. There's no din and no Zion of B'Matzah. I had a Tshuva Tarosh. The Lash of Tshuva Tarosh, the mighty Beis Yosef, the evidence of Tzol Tzimuch of Gimel. Right? Remember what I read to you before in Lashon? That the Otsim Berechem is not like M'Shamash Tavoch. It's not like M'Shamash Tavoch's Mutter, right? It says it from some of the following. Afilu teima neima the koyam b'shamesh below b'shat tashmish. Look at the previous Rashi. I told you before, Tam Tover was willing to understand Tam Rosh as the Acha Tashmish. He thought it was crazy. He thought I was off the wall, but now you can't say it because then I'm going to come off the wall. You don't want to say that. So that he suggested it may be referring to a case of Acha Tashmish. But there's not Mukhtar. Let's assume it's referring to Koyam Tashmish. Nevertheless, Ain't that graph supposed to be a man negative rabbana? To the head of the taste of the cooker? A kavanazo. The whole garua of filu bimo to Rabbi Meir de Matthew. Ula di dan? Ha ba ha ondu. Moch are also going to be us. It's worse than Moch. Not to me, Rabbi Meir. For us, no, not to me. For us, some soul for the children of two fine days is your day. Isha Shaisa Vesatkona Atsuma. Atsuma. He says, there's still hope. There's hope. So you see, in today's world, there are other measures of contraception aside from both. So maybe today we'll get to some of the other more sophisticated measures. But we have something which might be viewed as an equivalent of Moch. The method which is used today commonly is the closest to Moch, something which is called the diaphragm. This is for those who have a learned about these things. What it means is that a woman inserts a piece of rubber, I think it is, it's fitted especially for her, which is inserted by her, by hand, all the way up to the point where it closes off what's called the cervix. The cervix is the canal where the organs things go in and out of the womb. Either comes out, or the zero goes in, whatever. That's a little tiny. That's covered up entirely with something known as a diaphragm. So many folks in the tomb, the diaphragm is exactly the equivalent of milk. Moshe talks about a diaphragm. Let's talk about cotton. Relatively primitive 19th century, the post was talking about. He's talking about the late 18th century. He's talking about no damage. He's talking about diaphragm. The same as milk. Not everybody agrees. I'll tell you why. There's a discussion over here in an amazing Florida Stamtofa here. Esther. Esther has to go back and forth on Achashverosh to Mordechai. There's a movie about it. And it's Achashverosh to Mordechai, back and forth. So, close to the Megillah, the boy might have fun. You have a child, I don't know who child is going to be. And so, what does he do? He's going to have messages with Mordechai. So, Turi Evan Esther Tasha, how did she give birth to Daryavish? The Abbot was born to Chazal was the son of Ahasuerus and Esther. That's just something like this. No cash. Tibishah Tashmish lo shimshu b'mo. Why? Because the Shem Yagash Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus could feel the most. The Rak Ahash Tashmish shimshu b'mo. Tamach was on the stand for Yofa. Then it's Abba v'yolda the Yavish. Good job. It's in a Shemayim, so the Abba should be born, it's built by a Shani. So the question of the time, I have a better question. How did she deal with Mordechai? Use both Mordechai or not? Okay. So the Turi Evan says, Hashim Shemaloch and Mordechai. So it's the Sabbath of the men. Will the Fianna die there? The Vare Gam the Emes? No. It's the Abba of the men. Ye have been the men with Tuma ben Tarsim. Ye have a Shveres Yachshi Shem the men of the Sabbath. Ubenohu. Al Cain. Kincha Achar Tashmish Shemaloch. Tamtofa says that again, she couldn't live with Mordechai the Moch because Mordechai had to do an Easter and Hashem Shalom. But she used the Moch afterwards. And it worked every time with Mordechai, and every time but one with Ahasuerus. That's the Tamtofa's reconstruction of the history. Anyway, what I'm bringing this out for is because the Tamtofa is ruling an assumption that Moch can be felt by the husband physically. correct. The Torah was a very, how should I say, primitive method of contraception. You need a lot of cotton, maybe the price of cotton. They didn't have the fancy cotton that we have now, like all kinds of shade, sterile stuff that comes, I don't know what they used, some kind of material they used, some kind of absorbent wool, whatever they used. It was not exactly, exactly the right shape, and therefore it was inserted in a much more, amateurish way by the woman. Very possible that the husband would feel the physical. He said that's why Achashverosh might have noticed it until then. Or not, but I'm saying maybe halachic point to be derived. Maybe the only time Rabbi Natan said, that it's considered alayim and balavonim is in a case in which the mole is actually right there to the point that the husband could even be margish the mole from time to time. And that means that the hotzah is there as mamish alayim and balavonim. Mamish. Because the eiver habal, is direct contact with the mole. Or if not, could be continued pleasantly away. And therefore the zera goes out of the husband's group directly into the mouth. That's Mamata Isamalab. However, what might argue? In a case in which a woman uses what's called now a diaphragm, the diaphragm is not felt by the husband can't tell if she's using the diaphragm or not. You gotta put it done properly. Then it probably won't work anyway. Some won't be any contraception. But if somebody has inserted properly against the cervical opening, that will not be felt by the husband. That means that the zera habal, which is, comes out of the gufa ish, is go. Starts to swim. We spoke about yesterday. Yeah, it's going to swim and swim, and then it's going to ultimately boom, bump into a brick wall, a rubber wall, and not be able to penetrate. It's going to go back. The shata also. Maybe it's not a violation. The Marsham of Shalom Mozart called the Berjan, the grandfather of the Magus. The Magus name is the same name, Shalom Mozart Shvadron. And the grandson, Ben Afaben, his father followed, he's also the same name, Shalom Mozart Cohen, where he was from Berjan. He writes, he thinks, he used the word Tessa. Pessary, like a diaphragm in the carriage of the Masha, like a pregnant woman. After a while, the mucus plug develops, seals off the cervical area so that there shouldn't be any harm done to the, get a barrier, physical barrier, take it into the womb. So what the Nami uses, Pessar, which is diaphragm in effect, it's the same thing, it's in the same place. Why? It's almost the same place. Ad Kanvar. So, you understand very well that that comparison is not exactly iron square. No, I'm asking if it's involved with the cash, that's the case with pregnant women, it's the same as the answer would be, no, that's not cash. Because you ask why she can't desire for it. Well, she can't have the most, it's obvious, the most, because it sticks out so much further, the husband doesn't feel it, as opposed to the pregnancy. That's no kind. But the obvious distinction is between a moat and between a diaphragm acoustic and or tester as opposed and the mucus plug, you know what the obvious difference is. One is inserted by whom? By the rabbi shalom. And one is inserted by the woman. Because the mucus plug, that's how it's both with Sakmal Yonah to maintain the viability of the fetus, that's not a barrier. That's natural. That's part of the woman's development when she's in the state of pregnancy. How can you compare it to something that would be interesting? So the Raya is not a Gavala to Raya, but the idea is interesting. And if Tamsova doesn't say it's a fairish, then one might perhaps deduce it from the fact that his mobile, he's describing, is so. So. Amateurish and so. Large to fill up the whole cavity. It can even be felt by the husband of Shas Tashmish, that's why Achashverosh might have killed her. So then it's going directly on the mole. The Zera Habal. It's the Malavonis. As opposed to the case where it goes. Look, I think one of the posts says, if you think every bit of the Zera Habal goes into the Recha, of course not. I mean, I'm not an expert in biology, but it's, of course not. They go out, they go here. Every single thing goes in. I mean, there's laws that's not mamish. As long as it's the Pope Gufa Isha, and it's not mamish on the mole directly, then it's not called Aleph Tavalava. Of course, the first Zorba Bakut, and it's not on Aleph Tavalava, and Aleph Tavalava 5 feet away, the Zorba Bakut into the air, then I take a head look, Aleph Tavalava, into the air. That we're not saying Kasha Shalva. We're saying that Aleph Tavalava Mamdav, Avir, don't say Aleph Tavalava. We mean it's the Pope Gufa Isha, and it's not directly on the mole. Then some posts all want to express the possibilities, even if one of them comes over. There are cases where a woman cuts herself in the garden, and in that case, assume it's the right time of the month, she can be naked. And when it's completed now, but it's neither, if it's a very disaster with cut, it feels pain, and in that nature, there's the ground for the naked. It should be the doctor, the macho, before the wound, and that's what I mean. Rabotai, but Alicia's right. I gotta say, he's right. The Tapsof is said is not about the first one. That's not negotiable. But this point is right. Namely, the Gemara never said the Farish. The Tachamim Asher in the case of Sakana Gadol. Sakana Gabur. Never said the Farish to God. The Tapsof logically says, well, what's the difference? The Nisar of Osaw, Zedal Atola, Rabbi Natan has no recourse, no way out of it. So might ask me if it's a mini sakana of Uberic Liga Sana, or it's a Gvaldiga sakana of cancer, a heart condition, whatever it may be, which the pregnancy would kill it. The difference. It can't be, only one difference, yeah. If it's a small danger, then you can rely on someone to tell Hashem. But if it's a heart condition, then you can't rely on someone to get divorced. That's what comes over there. Why should we allow them to stick to the truth? At least there's another reason to do it. Take 40. Since you have Shomer Psoim Hashem, which means that this never really is not a danger of any condition. And you have a right to be Boteach Hashem, as you supposedly put it, then for you to take this extraordinary artificial measure, which is not mentioned for Mo, is a prohibition for the man. Because, what do you mean? To use Mo to save a life? No, you can save a life without Mo. Nothing's going to happen. She's not going to become pregnant in the first place. You know, it's just the overwhelmness of overwhelm. But in some cases, we're not trying to do it. No. Gross and see, you're happening in that season. Gross against the area, it's like, huh? You know what happened? So, why are you like gross? The answer is, it's number one, it's a natural thing. Everybody does, every gross and see. And number two, the sakana is minuscule. Minuscule sakana. And everybody does it. But now we just say so and so much. Smoking. But most of you have a chip about it. So it's gone. Today, what I've seen, I've read, the doctors will say the absolute majority of the case of people who smoke, it shortens their life. Surgeon General warned that Khalida can develop lung cancer. That's the show. Terrible. Lots of grief. Could die at a fairly young age. But I think the stats are that most smokers do not develop lung cancer. If I'm not mistaken, most smokers do not develop lung cancer. The guy said, look, they tell me it's X percent, I don't know, anyone else's stats, know what percentage? Huh? What percentage? Well, let's take what percentage of non-smokers develop lung cancer. That doesn't count, they subtract that. What percentage of people develop lung cancer because they smoke? I think it's a very significant percentage. I think it's not less than 50%. I think. some would say, look, I could smoke because that's less than 50% chance that I didn't get any lung cancer. Now, what I've seen, statistics are, that may be true about lung cancer, but you add all the other possible conditions to it, what you call emphysema, what heart disease, and other things, which are directly related to smoking. From what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a more than 50% chance that a person's life is going to be short because of smoking. Hold on. At the very least, what are you showing? So it seems to me there's a 51% chance of dying earlier. There's no heck on the road for himself to smoke. I can't see it. Yeah, had it been true that most people who smoke have lung cancer, then everyone would have to agree that it does, huh? Letter A. This is the year of... Smoker has a 70% greater risk of death in any given year than a non-smoker. Do the math major. 70% greater risk of death in any given year than a non-smoker. That's too much. It's incredible. 70%? He holds like a leash. Says, in Simon and Pelik Aleph. No. Simchav Gimel. A case of a woman who is in danger. The Zivri Arosis is stocking the Ibra Veleda. He muteres the Shamash from Mokhus and Kashmish. Shurabi Kiva Eger, the Chassam Sofer, the Binas Odom, Asim. And the Semet Sedek and the comes the Shlomo Amekel. So what's the difference? The whole machlokes between the Chachamim and our mayor is only in the case with the Shash Rochel. The Rabbanan asked to have been low kind of without the Chashash Rochel. Shalom Khoshu, Ubavari Lotus Aber. I will hate that this is Aber, Everyone will agree with it. Earlier he said, let me show some Hashem. Came and he just like chashash takana, made the taste here, which should be out of the shamit for the mo, came and he could chash takana. But how also the hakim of the takana. The akar with Turk Loma, the Zeb Emes chashash, we'll call it a key word. Umiyut she'eno matzui. The lochai shi rabon on the high. The alzeh is this one which is so much going. He goes right to the next. Until now we said if it's a 51% takana, you cannot rely on Shabbat Shalom Hashem. It's going weiter. And 49 you can. No, even 49 you can. So it's a miyut hamatsui. How do you define miyut hamatsui? You don't know exactly. We discussed one of them 3 years ago. So one possibility is 10%. Calm down that any time is mashva, is takana more than 10%? Cannot say Shabbat Shalom Hashem. It's a common say it's going to be ugly as long people look well to the Rosh Hashanah team. The Takana doesn't exist yet. Right, I'm going there, right along the road. The Taiwan is coming as close as he can to giving a little bit of stuff. Right, the Emet, Kosher, Lishkol, the Mishkol, Moros, Mechuzonim, the Naya Kiddush, there's no Takana now, Takana later, it's going to be Bakel, and rely on the 51% chance of having a Takana. Very impossible to believe. Only one thing is the promise of Shimon from Chaim Hirschman. He does tell you why. He doesn't tell you why, it's a very nice, he doesn't tell you why. He just says it. Before I do tell you why, I want to put in one more nekuda. Very, very interesting nekuda. At the very end of the tshuva here. Yeah. Get divorced. To get divorced.
We have
to
say that. But
explain why.
We have to have an explanation. The mayor says you should be divorced. And the opponent says, no, you can't be divorced. Divorced. That's not our focus. The mayor says, oh, you divorced. They say, no, don't.
Hold on. He has a half of a base mayor. I looked it up. The base mayor said in a half a line. I couldn't find it. The base mayor said, give us the power. Thank you. Why did Rabbeinu Tam, why is he so strict? Rabbeinu Tam said you can't, you have to get divorced. Don't look at me crazy. Rabbeinu Tam said you have to, there's no heta whatsoever to use both living passage. None whatsoever. Wasn't he implying you have to get divorced? Tom is the biggest machmir in this Tashmish and the biggest maker of the Akatashmish. Says the base man, Kobo Otali. Why is Rabbeinu Tam so stark of machmir in this Tashmish? Because there's an alternative. What's the alternative to the Akatashmish? Hold on, forget it. What's the reason? Why is he matter in this Tashmish? Hold on. This Tashmish by the author of Rabbeinu Tam, which is the spirit of the absolute Tikkun in the Akatashmish. What's that? A mayor, by the way, Tashmish, the spirit of the Gamma Kaka Sura. So what's the cause of a reason to the Summer has given the Rashi? We never got that far until. Remember, we were sitting here a whole day, we never got tested, we never moved from that line. The next one later, we...